Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
What's up, everyone? You are listening to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show on eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, where I will feature the hottest topics in regards to nutrition, sports, and fitness. So tonight's a pretty cool night because we are celebrating my third year with the Miss Tammy TKO Radio Show. It's a pretty exciting stuff. And we will also have an amazing guest on our show who's been on our show a few times, but she is so amazing that we had to have her back tonight. So with that, you know, I took a little break for a little while because I had to focus on some other things, my daughter's career mainly. She's, you know, doing big things out there, making her dreams come true. So it's been pretty amazing watching her, you know, knock on the door of success with her acting career at a young age. It's been really a blessing. So took a little break to kind of handle some things. And now I'm back and I'm excited to be back with you all tonight. You know how we do it. We start off with shout outs. Not a lot of shout outs tonight, just shout out to all the birthdays that I missed throughout the past few months. And, you know, just want to shout out to eWater Radio for allowing me, particularly Ed, thank you so much for allowing me this platform to be able to have such amazing guests and people on my show, learn about their stories and share knowledge about nutrition, fitness, and sports. It's really been an honor over the past few years, and I look forward to continuing this awesome show. And with that, what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and call my guest. But before I do, just a little bit about her. She has been in Jerry Maguire. She's the first sanctioned female boxer, amateur boxer in history. She is a trainer. She's turned her life around and, you know, became this an amazing bodybuilder and now trains. She does music. She acts. She does a lot of different things. So you name it. She's got many, many talents, and I'm so excited to have her as my guest tonight on the show. So with that, let's go ahead and try this call feature out, which I've only done, I think, a couple times. Let's see if we can do this right tonight. Ooh, I think it's ringing.
Hello?
Dallas, what's going on?
Hello. Hey, there's a little thing. How are you?
Welcome to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So happy to be here with you again. Yay!
Yay! Super excited for tonight's show.
Yeah.
And just having you back on the show because you're just such a natural at what you do and so talented, multi-talented with sports, bodybuilding, nutrition, fitness. I mean, you name it. You're all about promoting, you know, health and healthy habits, but then you have this crazy, like, creative side to you as well. So I think that goes with everything you do, right? Like the creativity kind of bleeds onto everything, right?
That's, you put it perfectly. Exactly. It's all, it's interconnected, you know. It fuels the other. It fuels the other, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, last time you were on my show, you were talking about, you know, your vegan lifestyle. We were talking about, you know, the difference between vegetarian, plant-based, vegan. And we were talking about how vegan is really, truly a lifestyle. It's not like a, it's not a diet. It's not a fad. It's really a way of life. And I love that you really kind of open up my eyes to that. You know, even in my line of work, just having that other lens of what it is. You know, could you, would you mind telling everyone a little bit about your story and about your journey? And then we'll walk into some other things that you're doing now. But I think it's interesting for those that maybe missed your blog. Your blog was so just endearing, like really learning about it. I feel like you painted a beautiful picture, like a movie, in your blog. It was just, it was perfect. Oh. It was so great. So I want everyone to hear about that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Well, and I'm glad that you came through because, you know, it all does. From my heart. I mean, this experience has been a complete transformational experience and spiritual experience. But yet, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic addict, you know, I have all healthy. So it's like I've been through so many things. And so I think it is even more of a, you know, there's many transformations. But I think what happened is I had him with addictions. You know, I started to read a life, and I started training again because I'd been an athlete for that. You know, I'm studying naturopathy, and that's natural medicine, you know, mostly using nutrition, which still use to this day. It's amazing. Studies, it was like I started to see that it seemed to be the optimal way to eat. It was mostly focused on nutrition. That was the part of the study. And it made so much sense. It was just logical. I said, okay, I'm going to do that. So I went in and, but most of it, primarily nutrition. And I stayed vegan for about, I think about 8 months back to California. I was living in Oakland. And I started becoming, I became a competitive bodybuilder. And so I started eating meat. The important point with that is that my motivation had been or spiritual. And because it was just nutritional, it was easy to back to the original conditioning. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's just, it's once you start getting in that mode, it's probably hard to turn back, right?
Well, I can't hear you very well. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, for some reason, it seems like a little bit spotty right now. I'm going to try. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you in an area, like for some reason it seems a little bit spotty. I can't hear you very well right now.
Okay. Right. I don't know. I'm not moving. Maybe if should I go and stir? It's, you know, it's my cats that are living. So they won't, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to try to, go ahead and continue. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. Anyway, so I felt the original conditioning because I had the strongest motivation to go vegan, but it left a strong impression on me, and I never forgot it. And in the back of my mind, I always remembered how much I loved that. Because I did. It was cool. It was a great experience. And what happened was, many things. And so, you know, I was a builder and competitive, but I started working with animals. And what happened there was that there was a cognitive dissonance in my mind. I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore. It makes sense more. Because here I'm caring, you know, I'm taking care of animals. Seeing how we're alike, true. If you're an animal enough, you see just similarities, the personalities and the spirit and the soul. And so how can I be like this? And then go over here, these animals over here. It just didn't make any sense. It's like I carry these animals and I eat the animals. And it was working on soul, and it was just kind of, these were just chained by my heart, and I dismantled the condition. And I got to the point where just didn't make sense anymore. I'm back to vegan. And this time was completely different, and because of the motivation. And this is my experience, a lot of stuff, and this is the case with most people, where if those are from an ethical place, you're so more likely to stick with them. And, you know, along with, and, you know, this is how I think with is like, if unsure, just do a little research into factory farming, because it's a horrific thing. There's no way around it. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. It's horrific. And
Dallas, I'm so sorry to interrupt you for a second. I'm going to hang up and call you right back, because it's cutting out right now for some reason. So I want to make sure that I'm going to hang up the call with you, and then I'm going to call right back. I'm going to call you right back. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Stand by.
You bet. Bye. Okay.
Hello.
Tammy.
Hey, let's see if this is a little bit better. Let's test.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Maybe we just had a bad connection.
Yeah, now I can hear better, because I was testing it out. Right. Yeah, somebody texted me and they said they couldn't understand you because of the there's something wrong with the line, because when I call through the station, sometimes it's a little spotty. So, but you sound really clear now. Thank you so much. Yeah,
oh,
so I back up just a little
bit.
Yeah,
no, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was saying that I think it was saying how working with animals, it really changed my heart, and it you know, that broken down, and I was being confronted that conflict. People face it. That's a conflict. You know, we're conditioned to eat these animals. We love these animals. These are pets, and these are animals we admire. Like, it's this kind of weird, you know, system that doesn't really make any sense. It's just that's what is conditioning. So, but that's good to question things, too. It's like, you know, just leave things open and eyes open. And I think, you know, working with all of these animals, met animals, wild animals, it's just like, you can't deny their soul and their spirit, you know? And so it just changed me, and it's just nothing I really wanted to be a part of. And I think, too, for people who may be questioning or they're considering vegan, you know, it's good to become aware of the condition of factory farming, because it is hell on earth. No point in sugarcoating. It really is. It's just gruesome, and it's nothing to be a part of on any sort of level, physically, energetically. It's like, this is no good. This is not good. So it just, you know, power to decisions. So that was what happened. So I, you know, I started to think about it, and you know, the animals were working on my and I made the decision. Stopped, and that was 2017 March, so now close to 6 years, and don't miss it. Wish I'd have done it sooner. I'm glad I did do it for a period of time in 2004, because it leaves that impression. But the goal is to minimize, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think,
yeah.
I mean, do you feel like you're you know, your pets have had anything to do with your decision too? Like, you know, you are so close to your cats. I love when you send pictures in them, particularly the picture that you have of your cat on the flyer. It's so cute. And it's like your cats, you know, you said that you have two of them, but one of them, it seems like,
yeah,
it's all up in the mix. Like part, like, really wants to be a star, I think.
think you have a star cat in the making. You really need to consider having your child maybe get an agent, your child cat getting an agent. Because,
I love that. Yes. Can't wait to tell him. He's going to be thrilled. My child cat. He's a star. I tell him that all the time. He loves what, if I've done lots of different shoots and, auditions and stuff, but I'll just, he'll just walk through the camera. I'm like, I would leave that, and then I'll pick him up. I'll give him this shirt. Yeah, he's great. But yeah, of course. I always say that they soften the high edges in life. And they do so many things by kicking you out of self. Because you have to get out of yourself. You have to care for them. You need to, I got to feed them. Like, all those things are such good things. They make us humans better because we have to pay attention, care, nurture, be sensitive to another being, especially a being that's, small, a being that's very sensitive to energy. Aggressively move through the house, you have to be aware of these other creatures. It's really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for kind of recapping and sharing, that journey. And I think that journey led you to this next chapter, which is big news, because you never, as long as I've known you, I know you've always been in like nutrition and you've been in sports, you've been bodybuilding, boxing, but then you also, are a trainer and nutritionist and do holistic approaches. And you have so much to you, but recently the big move to assemble these workshops, I know that that's a lot of work. And as I was like reading up on it, I was like, wow, you have been busy since we last talked, and it wasn't that long ago. So tell us about that and how that all came about. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. Well, things sort of fall into place in a way where, like I said, I do some things. And, I've been a coach, a trainer a long time. And they kind of just stumbled on this this course to take that I took. That basically showed how I can get all that knowledge and put it into a course or a workshop to help other people and how to do, the platform for it and how to really put it together in the most efficient, effective way and really utilize my knowledge. I mean, and you know me, I've already, I'm already doing that. I'm working on books that I'm writing and I have a lot of things going on. So it just makes so much sense. It's like, oh my God, here I have, I'm so driven by passion, everything, and I have all this knowledge, and it's like, I can show people how to save time because I've done so much stuff. It's like, okay, I can help save you time doing these strategies. I sort of, my friend called me, he said, I'm like the efficiency manager. And he was kind of laughing because I was bugging him how he's changed the threat, his haters left. Like opening and on the wrong side. And I'm like, it saves you like 2 seconds. You could apply that by 8 times a day, by 7 days. Anyway, that's why I think. But, laughing, I said, I am the efficiency manager of my life. And I like because I can help others and save time and I have all these things. And so I took the course and I put all my, my going on 6 years, knowledge and experience and my passion and my spirituality into it and create the course. People can then go, it's a go at your own pace course and they can, to help them transition to them.
So it kind of takes people through kind of a journey, if you will, so that they're making kind of their decisions through that. Is there like journaling involved? Is there like spiritual like epiphanies that come about? Like, how do you engage them to what are your tools that you use to like engage
on that journey?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And you already, yes, that's on both of them, once you've mentioned already. So journaling is absolutely powerful. That's like one of the first action steps I suggest, because it does help with so many things in life. And it absolutely is, you know, has a spiritual base, because, and I definitely cover that throughout the, where the thing is. I mean, there's a lot of scripture that shows vegan to be the ideal. And, you know, it's a lot of important things. It's beautiful. And I think it's, so I put it in there. And what I, this course, you know, kind of aimed at was faith who wants to go vegan and help in creating God connection. And I put it that way because, to me, those are completely connected. Because one of the things that occurred as I was, even before I went vegan, but as I was in the process of going in, or thinking about it, I should say, was a transformation. And once I did make that, and I was already a spiritual person, but it definitely helped increase that connection, because I had more peace and I had more energy. And I think any time you clear up a mental conflict, you're clearing the God connection. You know, there's all things that are clogging the God connection, you know, substances, behaviors, or, you know, all kinds of things. And so, you know, I got sober, in a real way to put it simply, my main job is to clear the God connection. And so by clearing that, one aspect, that big aspect with the vegan, that really helped. And so that's why I you know, put it that way. Plus, like I said, I include, and this is, you know, videos that I'm explaining lessons and the materials with it. They give them action steps. So journaling is one of them. Another one, you know, I encourage the biblical text and really, and list a bunch of scripture that does support. There's more, but it, I don't know, like 8 or 9. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, because, you know, just with the spiritual piece, I like the fact that you said, like, the affirmations, you know, to crush fears, like, you know, that part in your course,
yes.
Like, what are some of the affirmations? Could you give us, like, a snippet of, like, something that, to reference?
Sure. Let's see. I'm going to pull these up because I have a lot. I'm not going to run to them. But yeah, I did put that because, see, this is what it is, so holistic.
It's so crazy because it's so connected. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Like, affirmations are powerful, right, Dallas?
Totally powerful. And so everything is connected. I think because of the many things I've done, I very easily see parallels between things that people generally I don't get that way. So to me, it's really obvious. Like, anything is like people for like 100 reasons. You see what I mean? So spiritual affirmations, anytime you start to, it's called spiritual warfare. So each time, y'all deal with whether we know it or not, and I had to address it, and I actually did a whole specific lesson on that because it becomes stronger. And basically, that negative voice that we have, right, it comes in and causes doubt, fear. We all have it. We all get it. But strongest, if we pay attention to it, and hopefully we do, because I've always been driven and self-developed. I can't leave myself alone. Like, I just want to be the best on every level. I don't know why I'm just driven. So I'm never satisfied, which is great and awful at the same time. But anyway, but that negative voice gets really loud when you make progress, when you really let your life shine, when moving in a godly direction. And I, in my own life, thousands of times, but I observe it in others as well. And you know, people get so they get a little happy, they make a decision, they go to try something new, and then I don't know, maybe I'm not good at that. Maybe that's judge. I'm not getting support from people, and all the garbage comes in. And so what we have to do is be armed, truly, to counteract it. And so I specifically include that, one, because, like I said, it's designed from, you know, for both of faith, and also because I just know they're tasked with this because they're a human planet. So I'm like, I need it, you need it. Yeah. So, and yeah. I'll just do this with this one. Oh, first. So basically like this. The first thing is to be aware that you're hearing it. And you can, this is the thing, too, whatever the person is, they can create their own that's most suited for them. But what I do is when I hear them make a voice, say something like, you know what you're doing. You know you can't do this. You should just be happy with what you have. What I say is, I've been expecting you. And you're not going to get me this time. You've already taken enough of my life. You're not getting any more. Dismissed. And then I say, like, what's that? It's really powerful. And you know, I don't care what people think. Why should I? Well, you know, if I'm driving, I'm doing that all the time. I'm either praying or affirming. I just all the time. I'm constantly being attacked because I'm always moving forward. I'm always going to make progress. And I'm not gonna let anything get down. And so when I get heavy, I'm just like, nope, that's it. And sometimes it's relentless, and you have to keep going. But I say, like, I'll give you a couple more. I say, I just want gratefully receive everything God wanted to have. And so if I hear, oh, you're so stupid, no, I just say, that's a lot. Kind of glitch anything I set my mind to. And then so on and on. I'm gonna call. Yeah, it's so powerful. You cannot be, you know, I saw amazing creature Joyce Meyer do say a bunch of these back in one of Serm's talks, and it was so powerful because you cannot not be uplifted if you just keep speaking these things. And most important is you don't have to feel it. Because that's the thing, the spiritual warfare, it makes you not want to say these things. I don't feel like saying these things. It doesn't matter. I stay in the way. And that's the key. I just keep speaking them. I yell. And I keep saying them and saying them and saying them and saying them. And I give them a whole list. There's a whole page here. You know, I'm unshakable and I'm unbreakable.
Wow.
With God, all things are possible. I'm courageous, victorious. I'm the head above the knees. You say those things, okay? And again, as long as you need to, until your spirit is raised up. And some days it take more than others, but it works, and that's it. And that really is one of the most important things I give them. And you know, I go into nutrition specific, proteins and all this. And basically, I put everything in there. I keep that simple. I don't, you know, it's not 50 videos. You know, I keep it simple. It's just what they need. I still, you know, I broke down, like, here's easy way to if you're on the fence, just try this. You know, I kind of try to hit where they are in the change process. Here's the proteins. You know, I just follow the myths of, like, I'm going to be hungry. I'm not going to get enough protein. All that stuff. Like, okay, here's what you can do. And here's the spiritual aspect. So it's, you know, I tried to cover it all.
So how do you keep – no, I love that, you know, and it's so powerful when you say things and repeat, you know, like these affirmations,
yeah,
like you start believing it and you start really being in that moment and believing it for yourself. I think that's the first step because we can say it all day, but you really got to believe it. You got to believe that you're going to conquer because fear, doubt, negativity, those things are, you know, what crush – all, you know, it's like that little angel and devil, like, on your shoulders, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And trying to constantly battle that. And I think everybody battles that every day. We all battle those things. But it's what you put in your mind and your head and, like, before you go to sleep and what you get when you wake up. So it's like, you know, reading those those critical times, right? Before you go to sleep, right when you get up, that sets your mindset for the day, and it sets your mindset for the evening too. It's you know, it's that fuel that you need.
Yeah.
But what do you do when, like, you know, because recently I went vegan for about a month just to do it for, like, I didn't go vegan. I don't want to say I went vegan. I did not go vegan. That's the wrong terminology. I actually ate plant-based vegetarian. I didn't go vegan. I went plant-based vegetarian,
okay,
which a component of it. And I felt pretty darn amazing. I do got to say that. I felt, at first I was sluggish because my body was going, what is going on? What is this? And then as I went on, it just got a little bit easier. And now, you know, I won't say classify myself that way, but I do say that when I do eat less meat, I do feel better, a different type of energy. I don't feel as sluggish. I actually have the sustained energy because I'll get my protein from other places.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you specifically, though, what do you do when, because along my journey, I kind of hit some ruts of, okay, what other recipes are out there? And I noticed in your workshop, which is really cool, you have really cool recipes. Like, what could you share with our listeners, you know, recipe-wise and ideas of, you know, hey, you know, like, I'll just put one out there. One of my favorites that I did during my journey was I made tacos out of romaine leaves. Like, I literally ate that almost every day because I love that. And I would put different things in my lettuce leaf, in my romaine leaf.
Yeah.
I put different vegetables, and I know it sounds funny, but it tasted so darn good. Something I really enjoyed eating. Like, what are some things that you recommend, and, you know, from your recipe book that you just want to share a snippet? We want people, of course, to, like, check out your course, but give us a taste of what those recipes sound like.
Yeah, no, for sure. The thing, food, it's not that difficult. You just have to learn, like, what do you really like. I encourage people, like, you know, try these different things, and, like, a list. Some of my favorite ones are, like, I'm using lists because they're just really good, especially they're complex carb plus they're high protein, and they're just easy to make, they're inexpensive, and you can quinoa. That's another one. It's technically a seed. It kind of seems like it's a bean, but it's a seed, high protein. And it's pretty bland, so you can, you know, it's all about spices and the fats. Makes taste good, and spices taste good. So it's the combinations. So those two pretty often. I make smoothies, like, for post-workout quite often because that's super easy. Here's a clip. I love doing this. And everything felt practical to me. Practical and good, but like, at the same time, efficient manicure. But, you know, take rows and vegetables and fruit and put them in the sweet first. Put them in a container. So, I use this little thing to make a smoothie, but you have a blender, whatever you do. But put those in because, like, it's frozen broccoli. That's how gross, bear with me. You know, I had 10, maybe three heads of broccoli, whatever. And then maybe some frozen berries. So there's all awesome so far. And then I'll add, like, protein powder and almond butter, the cacao nibs. Those are really good. It's technically a superfood, but it's like chocolate without the sugar. Yummy. And what else? Maybe some kind of plant-based milk, right? Maybe another fruit, maybe like a half of that, that gives some richness and sweet. And then blit, and the thing is the frozen fruit and vegetable, because frozen, it always makes it icy. So it just kind of saves the time adding that, like you normally would with a smoothie, which sometimes I do anyway, but it's so good. And, you know, it's a great way to get vegetables where it's like simple and you don't even really taste them because the fruit is sweet and it overpowers it. But it makes it ill. I mean, it's filling. That's one. And then I like nutritional yeast. I'll add to all kinds of things. You know, nutritional yeast, it's an NA
can get it at pretty much any health food store. It's like, we use it kind of Parmesan cheese, but it blends, it like all blends four beans, has a little bit of a nutty taste or kind of sweet tart kind of cheese a bit. But it's very high protein. You know, teaspoons like 3 grams of protein. Yeah, quickly add, you know, a couple of tablespoons or 6 or 7 grams right there. So I do that pretty often.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's good. Food combination of one. Because, you know, it's easy to get stuck on the thing. People worry about protein, but one of the first things I let them know is like, you know, protein needs from person to person. Like, I can't give personal recommendations. Like, if I was working one-on-one with them, then we can get down to it, you know, with their muscle mass and all that stuff. But the general truth is that most people eat more than they need. In general, some people don't. But the thing, people worry about that too much. If you eat too much of it, it's going to go to fat waste. So I like to change the from quality, from quantity to quality, and that's one of the things that came from the, when I had the bodybuilding mentality, was like quantity all the time, and it's quality. So like super, really, really high quality protein, and Dr. Schultz, we've talked about his stuff for the American Botanical Pharmacy, been around, has amazing herbal tinctures and all kinds of delicious, high quality stuff. And he has a surf food that I have every day. And it's made, you know, mostly like vegetables. Yeah. So stuff like that.
What do you use to like spice up your recipes though? Oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah, totally. The difference is like I like cayenne grapes. It's, you know, super medicinal. Anyway, it's great for heart, great for your blood. Seasonal, different kinds of vegetables. I have some herbs that I grow, like basil and mint and what else? If it's like a, you know, I like curry. If it's the kind of dish calls for maybe curry powder, like spicy. I'm not actually a huge fan of spice, but I like the medicinal aspect of spice. So I'll add cayenne, or I'll just this might sound a little crazy, but I actually have cayenne no matter what every day. I put it in my morning shake, which consists of superfood, another plant-based protein, cayenne, turmeric, and black pepper. It's just all.
Oh my gosh!
You know,
really?
Combination.
You have all that like every day.
Yeah.
The cayenne.
Every day. Yeah. You know, and it's I'm used to it, and it's, you know, just like one. You know, a couple of pickles, whatever, it's not a lot. And I just drink that. And it's great. It gives me, you know, protein and quality protein. And it's like a health shot there. So that's pretty much how I start my day. Depending on my schedule, I'll do cardio and then I'll have that.
It is super, super good for you. And, I mean, it is acquired, though, at first. Just like anything, I think everything is kind of acquired taste. And I think just at the beginning, you do struggle. You do struggle a little bit. Anytime you switch any kind of, you know, meal pattern, it does affect you a little bit. Like it's you'll go through, I don't know. I was cool the first 2 days and then all of a sudden I was like, oh. And then I just got this crazy cool energy because, you know, I was getting my energy from my plants.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, I think one of the biggest myths, too, is the fact that people go, oh, well, you know, you're not going to get enough protein. Like but you just talked about, like, quinoa. There's a lot of different ways that you can still get your protein in. But I do hear that a lot.
Yeah.
What do you tell people that say that?
Absolutely, yeah. I just try to – this is the thing. People are conditioned to immediately – but it's like I tell them, you know – let's worry about that. First of all, another tool that it's actions to have them do is to start tracking their food. That's an absolutely valuable tool. Like it's a tool of weight loss. It's a tool for anything. any fits you're trying to accomplish or any kind of dietary. So start tracking your food. And then I just reassure them, like, going little by little is all good. Because if you say it is an investment, it depends what the person's been eating. But a slow transition is all good. Like, don't do it overnight. Like, you know, maybe just start incorporating things in, just eliminate a couple things, you know, and just do it over, you know, a period of time. There's no set in stone because, I mean, it just, you know, depends on the person. But, you know, I try to help people understand, you know, it will be the amino acids that we need. And that's what the protein. So you can get those from plants, eating on combination. So, and the oat milk is brown, like rice and beans. You know, brown rice is better than white rice because it has the fiber. It's not strict. So if you have brown rice and beans, I mean, that's really, really filling. And that might sound boring. Think about it. Like one of the things I, like I'll do brown rice and beans, like any kind. I mean, I said I love lentils. Which are technically legumes, but whatever. We're gonna put those in the same category. But they like black, but whatever. So cumin, salt, some delicious avocado, right? Put some fat there too. I mean, it's starting to get delicious real quick. It's not that hard. Cilantro, and when any time I that's another one. Each time I put cooked beans, I'll put vinegar in there. So good. Like a sash. I don't measure. I put together 10 delicious recipes for in my course, but it's, you know, and I have specific measurements, but of course, like, don't worry. Like, you're going to find your own stuff that you like, but garlic's like something to have every day. It's one of the best things on the planet. You know, it's antiviral, it's technical, antibacterial. It's like, just have it, you know. Cook, it, you know, it's a little possible. I mean, make, you know, want to be able to eat it. I'm not telling people on day one, they eat raw garlic. I mean, some garlic, you know, will work up. Yeah, that might get a little messy. But, but rosemary is another one. I've got, you put up that, you know, and say grass beans, and it's so good. And then, you know, you could also do quinoa and beans, or even if, you know, quinoa with nutritional yeast, you throw that in there. And the spices, again, you eat the spices, and the fats. Fats that makes food taste good. I like olive oil. I love avocado. I can put that on anything. You know, if it's a sweet edge, I mentioned the smoothies, I'm shooting like, you know, all butter in there. So there's that. But yeah, so many options. I try to keep it simple, but at the same time, don't get bored. Because I can kind of just eat the same thing all the time. No, that can get boring. So what I encourage people is to keep it really simple. Position slow, and first just get a couple things you really like already and want a couple things you might want to try and just experiment, you know. And then in the course, my favorite protein sources, and it's just honest. I mean, it's you know, like the things I mentioned, to put like seitan, like if it's texturized wheat, I don't know if you've had that, works really good. If, you know, some people have wheat, so that's fine. You don't have to have that. But organic, so I like tofu. Don't have it. Well, some people are, you know, they don't want.
Yeah, I'll make like a. Did you just say tofu? Did you say tofu?
Yeah.
I'll make a tofu like stir fry, and it's actually really good. And you can't tell the difference. Like, it kind of tastes like chicken to me. Yeah. Like, it's so good. It depends on the spices and stuff and herbs that you, which is another show, right? Another show, another time, because there's so many good things we touched on a little bit about those things. But there's like turmeric. I mean, there's so many health benefits to spices and herbs. And it's really a good, flavorful way to make your meal taste more savory and without all the calories. And, you know, as long as you use the right things, I mean, not enough. I mean, you don't want to use a bunch of salt and that kind of stuff. You want to use the right stuff to
put together that will benefit your body, because your body is, and I think viewing food differently too is a big deal as well, probably.
Yeah.
I would say in what you're talking about, like not
yeah.
doing it just for,
yeah.
for pleasure, but doing it more for your body, like to, it's your temple. It's like you got to take care of it. So, you know,
right.
I like the fact
that's
that,
right.
and
that's
I didn't
right.
mention this. I don't think we mentioned this. You have two different workshops. So one has with the coaching, and one
right.
is, it's like the course and the coaching, and then there's one that's just the course only, right?
Right, right. So I desire to keep things simple. I have the course alone, just a standard course, which consists of three modules. You have the videos. It go at your own pace. You have it. You watch as many times as you want. And then there's hands bland out the time, or you can just the guests that are attached with your action steps, and it takes through step by step. That's a complete course. It has everything you need. If for people who want more, you know, they want more accountability, they want a little more help, I have the immersive experience, which is a course plus coaching. And so with that, they get all this stuff I mentioned with course. Again, you have it. Once you've got it, you get to, so they can get as much as they want. But then we do 10 weeks of coaching, weekly 30-minute sessions, texts every other day for support, and just keep, because sometimes that's where people get tricky. They get excited about doing something new, and then, you know, we just, after the initial novel, after the novelty wears off, it's kind of not going. That's literally every person on the planet. We all do that. That's human. No shame on anybody. We all do that. but if someone wants, you know, help with that to keep going, and they do feel like they might drift, I don't know, or they just really want to go all in right away, then we would do the whole enchilada, the whole enchilada.
The whole, okay. How would people? Oh, that's hilarious. How would people? I'm feeling hungry after all this.
I know.
How would people contact
yeah.
you? I know, right? Like, I'm like, oh my god. After all this food talking, I'm like, oh my god. I gotta definitely hit the kitchen after this
yeah.
and get something vegan.
Yes, yes.
no. Right. How can people contact you if they are interested in this course? What's the best way
the simplest way, I just started a new Instagram page called The Patriot, and that's it at the top of my bio at the link to my course, so there's that. But to contact me, you can reach me there. That's simple. My bio's in there. Probably the best way. Yeah.
Very good. And, you know,
I
want to transition. I got to transition from our vegan talk into, and it's a clean transition because, you know, about what you're talking about in your music. Well, let's talk about your creative side, your other creative side,
cool.
if you will. The music side of things,
yeah.
because, you know, that's a big part of you. And it's a great way that you kind of release, you know, information and things that are going on inside of you and inside that amazing brain of yours that, you know, that you're sharing with the world. So tell us a little bit about
yeah.
The song that we're going to play tonight for everyone. You know, what gave you the motivation to write that song?
Totally, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I think I pour out a passion into everything. So the song is in the same place of passion and freedom and just me extending my heart. So I think basically since it's an extension of my passion, my patriotism, I think it expresses and represents what I feel is a vegan patriot attitude. And it calls out nonsense and there is observing mass psychosis and not falling right to it.
and recovering and seeing how and hopefully how to see people recover humanity. You know, just a small trick, no big deal.
it is a pretty big deal. No, you know, and you play piano, of course. You sing, you rap, you do a lot. How could people follow, you know, your music career and download your songs?
Sure. Yeah, I have 5 songs on iTunes. Just type my name, Dallas Malloy. They're all going to pop up there. I have 4 music videos that I shot with my phone. This song in particular is called Faces. I don't have a video for that one yet. That's on my list to do. 70 other things. But yeah, on iTunes. And my, you know, to get it simple, my Instagram, my page is probably the best way to just follow me. I have other pages. They're connected on there. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. And like I said, the link to the course is a bio, and it takes to the main course, I believe. But then, like I said, the immersive experience with the course and the recipes, the coaching is also on the same platform. So it's all quite easy to find. I'm the only Dallas Malloy on there. So.
And I was, you know, I do have to say this, even though we're not playing this song tonight, one of your songs, I was just so amazed, I was like, by the video, and you mentioned that you did all of that on your cell phone. I was like, what? Like, it looked like a professional video. And people say that all the time, that they do a lot of, you know, on their phone. But that, the quality, I was just totally amazed by the fact that it's almost like, okay, so what don't you do? Like, you're acting, you're producing, you're writing the song, you're recording the song.
Yeah.
I'm like, you like, and it was just you in the video. So I'm like, how did this even happen? Like, it's crazy. So I just, my hat goes off to you
in your amazing career.
Thank you.
And all the great things that you're doing, because are, like you said, all intertwined. It's all like, makes you who you are. You know what I mean? I don't think that you ever get bored, like ever. And
no, I never have that problem ever.
But I do gotta ask: does your cat like ever try to like meow like when you're recording? you know your cat like wants to be this big star.
Oh, he does. Well, he did walk through when I was being a bit late for some audition, and I applied because and my agent at the time was like, yeah, we could do with the cat. I'm like, we're done. What are you talking about to do with the cat? That was the highlight of the slate. You know how many slates they look at? They're bored with that. Hi, my name is I'm from blank. I just talk, please. I want to see an orange cat going through. Make their day. So I encourage it.
Your cat stole the show. I'm telling you, you need to get your cat. I'm surprised your agent didn't sign your cat right away.
I know. I think it's only because I'm so protective. I'm not going to Tim on his head. But he could be on my set, you know, anytime, because it's just very easy to swoop him up, and we do the shot, and good boy, here's some treats, thank you. Now you can go back to do your cat. Sorry.
It's so cute. Oh, my gosh. That's so adorable. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on my show tonight. I want to make sure that we allow, you know, time to listen to your awesome music. Everybody out there, please follow Dallas at Vegan Patriot, V-E-G-A-N Patriot, P-A-T-R-I-O-T. And just you know, like they say, just do a search and just put Dallas Malloy and look at all the amazing things that you're going to find out about the amazing Dallas. I just tell you, there's just so much. There's so much. But I really appreciate you being on the show, telling us about your workshops, sharing your beautiful craft, your music with us as well. I just applaud you for all the great things that you're doing for just humankind and animals and just all the things that you're about, you know. It's just it's really cool to know you and call you my friend. So just blessed to have you on the show and wish you nothing but success, my friend, and I'm going to go ahead and play that song.
Thank
so
you.
Have a great
That's
night, Dallas.
I appreciate you. I will.
Thank
you.
God bless you, too.
I see them as my closest in front of me every day. I see the ones that show the wild-eyed and deranged. I see them giving up and giving in and turning on their neighbor. Always wearing their fake virtue all puffed up like they a savior. Others look away cause they just scared to call it out. That is why it's going on so long cause they afraid to shout. They forgot that they're human or think they are superior. Talk out both sides of the mouth, don't believe the exterior. Guess with blinders on they're staying super busy playing God. Easy for them to believe they own made-up dialogue. But as a Hail Mary, I will give it one more shot. As I pass them on the sidelines, they sit shivering and lost. Snap out of it, come on, wake up, it's okay, you were wrong. You're destroying your whole life by letting this whole thing go on. The clown show has expired, now stop hiding your face. The absurdity must end, time to rejoin the human race. Special disguises, hypnosis-driven, anxiety-ridden, always self-righteous. They dying to be special, wear a thousand made-up labels, making self-created problems, wasting energy on fables. Twisting facts to fit agendas, use theatric shape of life. But 2 + 2 = 4, not 5, no matter how they shadow cry. They fan the flames of tribal war to set themselves apart. As long as they can keep a distance, they don't see your heart. Attention-seeking is their meaning, living for the mob. Othering and playing victim is their full-time job. The face, a unique signature, I wanna see your soul. No time for foolish tricks and games that clickbait radical. I wanna see your real self, not your fabrication. If you don't know who that is, it can take time to awaken. Believing the deception will give you no advantage. One day you'll have to face yourself and realize the damage.